All right, we are back, 2014 build, and it's Cortana time. So, Savas, you're on the core Cortana team, engineering leader as you are. I remember you back when you worked with Eric Meyer way back in the day.
Yep.
So, great job on Cortana. It was an awesome keynote, and you guys have done a lot of work. So, basically, right off the top, like, what is Cortana? And take us through what's really going on here.
Excellent. So, I'm part of the Bing team that powers Cortana. Cortana is Microsoft's a personal assistant. It's mm-hmm. a truly personal assistant. It truly accommodates to your needs and interests, and it has personality. So it responds to your questions. It tries to respond to questions in a smart way. Mm. It tries to understand what you're trying to do and tries to help you along the way. So it's a truly personal assistant.
Excellent. In terms of, is there any sort of AI going on here? I mean, I know there's neural networking for processing vast amount of data, which is what Bing does, and then you're using machine learning. Right, so can you talk a little bit about sort of that aspect of
it? Yeah, we're trying to be very careful not to suggest that there is artificial intelligence involved here, but many of the technologies that are used in the cloud in order to help with speech recognition, with language understanding, with indexing the world's information and knowledge, those technologies, those techniques really have emerged from research in the space of artificial intelligence, whether it is machine learning or a specific field of machine learning like deep neural networks. All those have emerged from artificial intelligence research over the 90s and the last decade.
Absolutely. And you mentioned you're powered by Bing.
Yes.
And so Bing has a lot of information
yes.
that is curated throughout the entire internet. And so you're able to sort of parse all of that like you normally do for a normal search query. So when is St. Patrick's Day? Question mark in the search box. You've now taken that to the next level by being able to have a verbal communication with accent.
Yes.
And she can tell that it's actually a question, because you can see a question mark in text. You have to infer that the person's asking a question in speech.
Yes. So in the space of personal assistants, it's becoming even more important to be able to understand what the user is asking and provide a specific answer to the question. It is not any more sufficient to provide a list of 10 blue links and let the user decide what is the most relevant of those lists. We really need to be so good so that we can provide an exact answer. And this is where the power of Bing really signs.
Awesome. So hey, we got questions coming in, and I wish we could ask Cortana this, but we're not going to. So, is the Cortana API available for WPF apps?
So we don't have anything to announce yet. Anything yet for Windows? Cortana, the speech platform, the speech part of Cortana has an API on the Windows Phone update for third-party applications to use.
Understood. Peter wants to know, will Cortana support also less common languages, especially interested in Slovak and Czech?
Nothing to announce yet. Joe Biafore said that over the next few months, after the summer, we're going to support Chinese, and we're going to release English in the UK. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, more languages over the following months.
Excellent. How will this help my Xbox One, and when will it be available?
So actually, it's the other way around. So the team behind the natural language understanding and the Bing search capabilities on Xbox is the team that built the back-end services for Cortana. So we took the learnings from enabling natural language understanding on Xbox One, and we brought them forward to Cortana, where now we enabled conversational understanding. So the ability for you to ask a question, Cortana gives you a response, and then you ask a follow-up question, and Cortana remembers the context of the conversation, so that she can refine the response accordingly.
That's amazing. And I mean, why don't we quickly talk to Cortana?
It's going to be very difficult.
Understood.
Because of two reasons, because of my accent And because of the ambient noise here.
Ubiquitous computing and ambient noise.
Yeah, so let's try and see what happens.
It's awesome. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. So let me just press OK. Do I need a scarf?
The forecast for today shows it'll be sunny with a high of 60 and a low of 51.
Nice.
How about tomorrow?
I'm finding 5 events tomorrow.
Ah.
Here they are.
Let's try again. Will I need a scarf tomorrow? Yeah, it's the ambient noise is sure. It's just too
bad. But the moral of the story is, I mean, if you would have asked that question to Bing, Bing would have gave you a bunch of lists of where you can buy scarves and different styles of scarves and whatnot. So what you've done is you're utilizing Bing as sort of this information system, and then you've built intelligence on top of it.
So that component that really tries to map the user's intent, it's through language understanding, is the one that does that really does the magic. Now over time, it's we would like to make Bing.com also understand those types of questions. It's actually the natural evolution.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to be able to talk to Bing.
Yes.
Hey, I'm bored. I'm gonna go talk to Bing, man.
Yeah.
So, will Cortana make its way to Windows or IE?
Nothing to announce now for future
plans. That's a fine answer. Can I use Cortana API in Silverlight?
That is a device-specific question.
Yep.
I do not know the exact answer. As I said earlier, there is API support for speech understanding
mm-hmm.
in Windows Phone the 8.1.
Yep.
You can use that now. Whether you can use it from a Silverlight app, that I'm afraid I don't know.
Fair enough. That's a fair question. Are there plans to put Cortana in Xbox One?
Again, nothing to announce in
cool.
this space.
So
in general, anything related to future plans.
Yeah, why
did
you ask,
discuss.
Like, how does Cortana work? Right? I bet Apple would like to know that, but let's step back for a second. Without getting into the gory details, you mentioned it's a system of a lot of information, a bunch of machine learning algorithms. No artificial intelligence, but intention analysis, the ability to converse, right? Conversation means listen, understand, respond, and then maintain context.
Exactly.
That's pretty impressive.
Exactly. So there are two main interaction patterns with Cortana. One is you can engage in a conversation. Another one is Cortana can monitor the world's information, the stream of information and changes, in order to notify you and let you know about things that are of interest to you. So in the first case, whenever you speak, what you say, the voice stream, goes to the cloud. We analyze it, we convert it into text, we try to understand the user's intent through language understanding, we maintain the conversational context, we consult the knowledge, Bing's knowledge, we populate the response and then we give it to the user. Everything that you see on the phone is actually generated by the cloud. This will allow us to evolve Cortana really fast, and that more functionality very, very fast without having to wait for updates to the phone. That is one aspect. Another key component of Cortana is the notebook. Notebook maintains the things that are of interest to you, that you have told Cortana that you want her to track. What we do is we monitor the world, and as the world changes, for example, there is a weather alert, there is a traffic incident, your favorite team has scored a goal, your flight is delayed. We monitor all that, and then in near real time, we let the user know through notifications.
Awesome.
And I can actually show that to you.
Okay.
So for example, I can go to Cortana, and if I swipe up, you can see the things that I'm tracking. I can see that there is a Mariners game coming up. There is a flight that is coming up tomorrow that I'm tracking. There is a Premier League football game that I'm interested in. News about Cortana. The press has been fantastic so far.
Absolutely.
And a number of other things, like some stocks, weather, and so on. So Cortana knows that I'm interested about this through the concept of a notebook that is maintained in the cloud, and as a result, we can keep track of, we can check the change, the events that are happening in the world, and notify the user.
Awesome. All right, we got a lot of questions coming in. Chris wants to know, will Cortana let me fire my current personal assistant? She's kind of mean.
So we really don't want to replace your personal physical assistant at this point in time. Okay. She's very useful to you.
So, SG, how Cortana reacts to slang or background noise? We know the background noise answer. How hard will it be to use while driving?
So background noise, I mean, this is really, perhaps it doesn't come through, but now it's really loud here.
Yeah.
Our speech recognition technology is actually pretty good and works really, really well, even when there is ambient noise, but this is just too much. And with slang, we are trying really hard to not engage in a slang when foul language is used. Yeah. When you get Cortana, you should try it.
Sure. I mean, you should just talk to Cortana and be like, what's up, bro? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, does Cortana use event processing technologies to deliver notifications?
Yes. So this is a brand new system that we built in Bing. We're trying to process hundreds of millions of events in a day on behalf of tens and hundreds of millions of users. We build a brand new infrastructure based on the principles of reactive programming. That's the work that Eric Meyer started in Microsoft. Now Bart Desmet, who used to work for Eric, he is now part of our team. He is part of the team at the back end of Cortana.
Yeah. Right on. So Bart's part of the team that's been implementing this. So of course there's reactive extensions going on.
Yes. Yeah, so
beautiful.
So the back end, not only on the back end, we have a distributed across data centers, a reliable platform for doing event processing using reactive computing principles.
Sure.
We also have on every device a small version of that system that listens to all the events that come to the device, whether someone is placing a call, you know, an incoming call, an incoming text message, a traffic alert. This is how we do the people or place-based notifications. So when you say to Cortana, remind me to take out my garbage when I get home, we actually listen for the geofence that breaks when you get home. Or remind me to say hi to Mary when I see her, when I talk to her. When Mary sends me a text message or when I talk to Mary, that's again our event processing system that listens for that event and reacts to it.
Amazing, man.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. So I actually like Deadly Dog's question because it would be nice to have some sort of control over the actual voicing. So the voice is happening obviously on the client, right? So the voice of Cortana, from where does the voice of Cortana come?
So that's a better question. So when you start playing with Cortana, when you get next week or I think in a few days,
whenever it is,
you should try and pay attention. So most of the Cortana voice today is generated on the device because the instructions come from the cloud. But when it comes to CSAT experiences, and those are the types of questions like, how old are you? Who, you know, what is your name? When were you created? You know, when you say hi, those types of questions, we call them CSAT. For those, the voice is generated by the cloud, and it is a high quality, really nice to hear, voice. We are experimenting with that, we are learning, we see how it's working, and we'll see how the entire system will evolve over time.
Could be quite interesting.
Now, to the actual question, can you change it? And you can't configure the Cortana voice today.
Sure.
You can't change the Cortana voice.
Understood.
And why would you want to? It's Zen Taylor.
Because everybody will have the same personal assistant.
Yeah, well,
your personal assistant will sound like mine.
Excellent. That's an excellent observation. Actually, that is not the case. Because she may sound the same, but it's really the experience that you get is different because it's highly personalized to your needs. So your Cortana will show you different things from my Cortana. Your Cortana will say different things from my Cortana because it's a truly personal assistant.
Excellent. So how well will Cortana interact with alerts from third-party apps?
At the moment, all the third-party alerts are going to the Action Center. They are not being processed by Cortana.
And the Action Center being that nifty new yes. UI experience in Windows Phone 8.1 where you swipe from the top.
Yeah.
And has all the information that's relevant to you.
Yes.
Can you make a comparison with iOS's Siri?
We would like to just focus on what Cortana is good at. We are truly personal. We can be proactive. Because we know about the user and we learn about the user, we try to give recommendations, what's relevant to the user. We try to help them achieve their goals. And we believe we're doing a great job at that.
Right on. And so Noel asked a question that's sort of a specific but broader question. If I ask Cortana about code, will it learn that I'm interested in code? You can replace code with X.
So right? If you want to follow news related to Visual Studio or to your favorite programming language, absolutely the case. We support it today. So it really, Cortana is really about helping you find the information that is relevant to you. And so we can do that today. Will it try to give you a recommendation on how to write better C# code? Not yet. We are not that advanced yet.
Sure. But there'll be a way for her to let me, or it. Are we going to call it her or it?
We call her here.
Okay, so there'll be a way for her to be able to geofence information in the sense that if there's something interesting about code, Microsoft open sources .net,
yeah, I can
that would come down to my phone.
I can go to Cortana today. I can go to my interests. And I can say I want to add a new one, and I want to add news, for example, and I want to add news about Visual Studio. Oh, sorry.
No worries.
We went.
Close your eyes. That's fine. I mean, just you wanted to see people see what you're doing. So,
Studio, I'm just typing, you're going to just catch the last part of it. Hear that? And now I'm tracking Visual Studio news.
Awesome. Excellent. Excellent. So there's your answer. Very easy to do. Can Cortana answer calls for me?
No. But there is an interesting feature. If you go to Cortana, there is the interesting feature of Inner Circle and Quiet Hours. So in the Inner Circle, you can add people that can, during your quiet hours, that will actually, the call will come through. For the rest, you can set it up so that a message is sent to them that you're busy or that you can't take calls today.
Interesting. So do users have to say an app name first to target it in Cortana?
Excuse me?
Do users have to say the app name first to target it in Cortana?
So for third-party app integration, that is indeed the case.
Okay.
But not for Cortana. Cortana, you press the search button, you keep it pressed, you talk to her, and that's it.
Excellent. So can we have the actual Cortana face instead of the circle for us Halo fans?
Cortana, we were making a specific bet on Cortana's personality, so you cannot, change her personality, and the circle is part of her personality.
Understood.
Why would you want to change that? It's a beautiful circle.
The circle is cool, but I could see it could be kind of cool to look at a face talking to you. I mean, at some point, that's where computing's going, right? It's going to get that crazy.
Again, that's an interesting observation. If you ask the question, are you a woman? If you ask Cortana, are you a woman? She will actually respond, say, I'm a female, but I'm not a woman. So, putting a face to that will try to make her look human when she's not human. She's authentically digital, happens to be female.
So you could make it the monolith from the Space Odyssey, right? And I'd have Hal's voice.
I'm sure you can do that.
What about languages other than English? When are they going to start coming?
Like we said earlier, Chinese is coming after the summer. English in the UK also after the summer, and then following months, more languages.
Excellent. Chris wants to know, does Cortana improve the speech engine for other parts of Windows Phone?
So your third-party application will be able to use the improvements that we've made on the speech engine on the phone.
Excellent.
And you can utilize the cloud as well.
And so Cortana learns.
Yes. Over time, as the more you interact with Cortana, the more we learn about the types of things that users are asking, how people are asking questions. This is the language understanding part. So we improve all the time. And like I said, users will be able to see the results of those improvements immediately. They won't have to wait until Windows Phone gets updates.
Absolutely. So can I make Cortana alert me when news about a certain topic pops up?
Yes, that is exactly the new system that we built based on the reactive computing pattern. So we built a really large-scale system that operates across data centers and monitors the world's information streams. So anything about news, sports alerts, weather, flights, anything like that, you can get alerts.
Excellent. Now, this is a developer's conference, so of course a developer would like to know what languages is Cortana written in?
We are all over the place. So the native parts on the phone are written in C++, and there are C++ components in the cloud as well, lots of .NET code. For our services.
Right on, because Bart DeSmet's definitely writing C#.
He likes his C#.
You know
yes.
it, man. All right, so that's, and it makes sense. I mean, think about it, Bing, lot of C++,
yeah.
All kinds of stuff going on up there.
Our stream processing platform is all .NET.
Okay, so Heaven's Revenge, is the voice of Cortana mostly synthesized on demand versus just using pre-recorded audio clips stitched together like classical voice synthesis?
So the voice on the device, the speech-to-text on the device, is synthesized. And what we generate in the cloud is also synthesized based on the recordings that we have.
Understood. That would be kind of interesting if it was like real-time voice synthesis.
That's what we do.
That's what it is. Wow, man. So what was the most difficult part of building Cortana?
So first of all, getting the user experience right. Establishing a trust relationship with the user, because we want users to engage with Cortana and feel comfortable that the information that they're sharing with Cortana is kept within the boundaries of Cortana, and Cortana is doing the right thing for them, and that there are no surprises. Getting that user experience right was the most difficult part. And we had wonderful partners with Windows Phone, between Windows Phone and Bing, and all the teams are across Bing. We worked together to make that happen. And then getting scale. Scale and security are all part of establishing trust with the user, to make sure that when you ask a question, you will get the response in within 1 second or two, to get a really fast response. That is all part of the user experience. We need to get it right. And we worked really, really hard on that, and we continue to improve. We're maintaining a live service. We're going to continue making improvements to make sure that the live experience, the Cortana experience, is the best possible.
Awesome. Now, in terms of learning, when Cortana gets something wrong, she learns that. When she gets something right, she learns that too, right?
So when we monitor how the users interact in an anonymized fashion, and we see that when something that they tried to do, a task they tried to accomplish, was not taking all the way to completion, we learn from that. We evolve our models through machine learning, and then in future deployments, within a few weeks, that knowledge will be incorporated into how Cortana interacts with the users.
Excellent. And there's also automatic learning going on as well, where
it's
you're
all
not
automatic.
Involved.
It's all automatic.
So can you reset Cortana or view all of the rules she's learned?
Yes. So everything that Cortana knows about you is in the notebook. It's part of the notebook. So you can see that either on the device, or you can go to a web page in Bing. And most importantly, you can delete all that information from Cortana. And you can actually ask Cortana to completely forget you. And all the data that we keep in the cloud and on the device will be completely erased.
Interesting.
Again, that is part of establishing a trust with the user. We want to make sure that the user is in control and understands you know, how things are done and why they get a particular suggestion. When Cortana says, do you want me to track this flight for you? We really want to the user to feel comfortable, you know, to understand why we did that.
Excellent. So MH, your answer was basically question. Answer, it's in the cloud, it's also on your device where you store the information in the notebook.
So the notebook is maintained by being in the cloud, yes.
If we let Cortana listen to our class lecture, would she be able to pull up relevant internet resources or critical talking points in real time as the lecture progresses? This would be great for automating note taking.
Yes, that would be a great suggestion. We do not do that today.
Understood. And I mean, you guys just came out, right?
Yes.
I
mean, so this is for us is the beginning. This is, we just started with this and we're seeing this as us having put the foundation in place. So now we can really iterate with new experiences, new features, and so on.
Excellent. So Olaf has an interesting question. Can Cortana talk to me without me talking to it first? Right, so the notion of a true role of a personal assistant is they will ask you something.
Excellent observation. So today, Cortana will not talk to you directly. Cortana will send a notification to you to inform you of something that may be of interest to you, but she will not start talking to you. It's an experience that we will investigate and work. It's very difficult to get right because there is a possibility of interrupting the user at the wrong time, in the wrong context, saying something that is not truly helpful to the user, and that might affect our trust relationship with the user.
Understood. It makes sense. User experience is a complex game.
Yeah, so we need to be very careful with that, and that's how we're approaching it. It's not that we can't do it, we can, but we still have some way to go.
So MDM wants to know, does Cortana detect different people by voice in scenarios where there are more than two people participating in the conversation?
So unlike the Xbox, we don't support identity recognition through voice.
Okay.
So there is no, we don't detect whether more than one person is participating in a conversation.
And is that a function of the fact that you don't have the quality of microphone and software?
I'm sure there is some technology reason as well, but the phone is a highly personal device. I don't see why you would want, from a user experience point of view, why you want to support multiple users at the same time talking to your personal device. We can consider the experience in the future, but for now, it's not a priority.
Makes sense. Does Cortana need some hardware, some good hardware, or does it work even on Lumia 520 without any problems?
Excellent question. So when you get access to Cortana, you will be able to upload all the existing Windows Phone 8 devices, including Nokia 520. We went through a lot of effort to try and make 520 perform really well for Cortana.
Well, thank you, man, because that's a great selling phone. It's a great job.
Yep.
Chris wants to know, what aspect feature of Cortana did you use as a developer think, man, this aspect feature is awesome. Users are really going to love this aspect of Cortana. Which aspect got you most excited?
So I do have, my favorite feature of Cortana is it's her ability to remind me things based on a person, an interaction with a person or a place. I think this is a truly differentiating experience for Cortana, and for us to get it right, it was really, really difficult. So I'm really passionate about that feature.
Awesome. And so an example of that would be?
Oh, so this is, again, remind me to take out the garbage when I get home, or remind me to go to Mike's office when I get to the office or to work. Remind me, to wish Mary happy birthday when she calls, so things like that.
Excellent. I could really use that.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So is Cortana using neural network algorithms?
So for the speech recognition, we use deep neural networks in the cloud, and for many of the other features, we use advanced machine learning techniques, yes.
Advanced machine learning
Everything
techniques.
Happens in the cloud, yes.
Excellent, man. There's a lot of computing going on. It's amazing how fast it is.
Yes. So again, it was all part of like building an experience that seems so natural to the user, even though it is driven by the cloud. So Bing is responsible for sending the responses, for generating the user interface. All the answers that you see are HTML, you know, are generated through HTML that is sent by the cloud. Mm-hmm. And in order to make that really fast, we went very much out of our way to do that.
So how do you stress test Cortana when a million people are simultaneously using the service?
So bring it on. I think we're ready.
But have you done those automated massive?
Yes.
And how do they, and
so we are deployed across data centers. Given our initial focus, our initial release, we knew we were going to focus on the US. We deployed on data centers across the US. And then we're going to deploy the data centers across the world.
Cool. Hey, so why don't we end with a song?
Okay, we can try. Let's see. Sing a song.
I can sing this one. Oh, Danny boy, the pipes nice. Are calling.
Beautiful, man. Very, very nice, Cortana.
Thank you.
So we don't have a hard stop. We have time for a few more questions. That was actually a comment to the people out there watching. Ask a few more questions.
So we can ask for a joke.
We could ask her a question. Let's ask Cortana some questions.
Okay. Who created you?
Come on, Chief. I can't give away all of my secrets.
Will I need the scarf tomorrow?
The forecast for tomorrow shows it'll be sunny with a high of 64 and a low of 51.
How about New York?
The forecast for tomorrow in New York shows it'll be sunny with a high of 59 and a low of 37.
I didn't say anything about weather. I just said, how about New York? It remembered the context.
Awesome.
And so it went to New York. So I can continue the conversation like that. Or restaurants around here.
Here are 10 restaurants.
Show me only the good ones.
Here are the ones that are 4 stars.
Great.
Directions to the second one.
All right, getting you directions to
Nice, it worked this time. Yeah, remember the keyboard didn't work.
The ambient noise has gone down, so it's working fine.
Beautiful, man. So we have a couple questions. So can Cortana authenticate you by your voice?
No, this is what I said earlier. We do not support identity recognition through voice. Again, this is a high personal device, so we didn't need to do that.
Okay, and does Cortana detect emotion in speech?
I have no comment to make on that.
You have no comment to make on that. I'm sorry. So you just said that like how? So
at the moment, Cortana doesn't recognize your frustration in speech, but it's an area of interest to us.
Absolutely. I mean, I can only imagine. And we need to wrap. And so thank you so much for the great questions. Thanks to you and the Cortana
My
team,
pleasure.
Man.
It's exciting.
Really, really nice. Exciting times ahead.
Absolutely.
Cheers.
Thank you.
That's cool, man.